Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy to have you here, and I hope you have been enjoying the first few episodes that came out last week. And I just wanted to say thank you to those of you that have left a review or a rating of the podcast. It really means so much to me that you have done that. And I wanted to start something. So if you leave a rating and review each week, I am going to pick a review of the week to share. And the person who wins that each week, you will get a little mini session with me on help on planning a trip that you might have. If there's a place you want to go and you need help trying to figure out which card to pick or trying to find flights or a hotel availability, anything kind of specific to a trip, I will help you plan that if you go ahead and get your review picked. So please, if you would, just go ahead and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and then next week we will have a winner. So today we are going to talk about a question that I get pretty often is, when starting to plan a trip, do I book my hotel first or do I book my flight first? This is a question I get a lot, and it is a completely valid one. And honestly, I say this all the time, but earning points is really the easiest part of this hobby. Like, you sign up and you get a card, and then you get your sign up bonus and you get the points. Like, that's the easy part, is accumulating those points. But using them is so much more difficult because you're trying to find availability. You're trying to find dates that fit your needs. You're trying to find if it's a popular hotel, there's very limited availability. There's so many different airlines, and then you're trying to figure out where your points can transfer to and which partners you can use. There's just a lot that goes into it. And so it can be really hard to actually use the points, figure out which part of the trip you need to book first and when's a good time to go. And there's just a lot that goes into it. But luckily, that is my favorite part. Like, I almost enjoy planning the vacation as much as I enjoy going on the vacation. So if that's not you, I am going to help you enjoy planning the trip, taking the stress out of it, and just getting that excitement and that joy of planning it, knowing that that vacation's coming up soon, knowing, oh, this is where we're going to go this day, this is what we're going to do. Like, I even go to the extent of, like, this is where I want to eat on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday morning, we'll go to breakfast here. Like, I'm such a foodie, so planning where we're going to eat is part of my vacation planning. But I really want you to enjoy the planning process. I don't want the points to stress you out. I want it to be as seamless and easy. And as you are looking for that availability, as you're looking for maybe places you want to go or airlines you want to take, that process should be fun. It should be fun trying to figure out where you want to go, which airline you want to fly on, which hotel you want to book. Because a lot of places, there's tons of options. And so it's completely up to you on what you want to do with your points. And that should be fun. So today we're going to dive into that question. And that question really depends on the trip you're going to take. And I am going to explain that. So I do both. I have done in the past where I book the hotel first and then I figure out my flights later. And then there are times where I'm like, this is a really good deal on this flight. I have to book this flight and I'll figure out where I'm staying later. Like, I need this flight. So if you're staying at a hotel that is very popular and really hard to find availability with, you always want to book the hotel first and then figure out your flights later. Because there are a few, like the Grand Hyatt Kauai in Kauai, Hawaii. That one is a very popular one and a really popular one for families especially. And so it can be hard to find availability to book that place. So you book it and then you figure out flights later because there are tons of flights that go to Hawaii. Another example would be some of like your all-inclusives, like the Hyatt Ziva Cancun can be a little iffy. A lot of the upscale all-inclusives for adults, like the Impressions, Secrets Impressions Resorts, those will have a very limited availability. There is a great all-inclusive resort in Northern California, and the resort name is it's Alila Ventana Big Sur. That one is very, very popular. And a lot of these ones that are popular, that have more limited availability, you're going to want to look at booking out about a year in advance. You can sometimes get away with shorter windows. But if there's a place you really, really want to go to or a resort that you really want to stay at, I recommend start planning those out about a year out. You usually can't book your flights that far out, which is why you would book the hotel first and then your flights later. But some of those ones that everybody wants to stay at, they're just dreamy, really nice places, those you want to secure first. And another thing to keep in mind too is it might not just be that the hotel is popular, but there are only so many award nights that hotels are going to allow the rooms to be booked with points. So some have multiple rooms that can be booked with points, and some are only going to release a couple of rooms. And so that's another reason why the availability might be a little bit harder to find at some resorts, because just like airlines, they're not going to release everything open to points, that they're wanting customers to pay cash. So they're only going to open up so many. So if you have a specific resort that you really, really want to stay at, book the hotel first and then figure out your flights later. Now, the opposite can be said for airlines. So there's really two instances where I would book my flight first and then figure out the hotel part later. One is if you just found a really good deal on a flight and it's a place you really want to go, or it's a flight you really want to take, and there's tons of options for hotels to the place you're going. So let's just say you found a great deal on points to fly to Paris. There are tons of hotels that you can select from in Paris, and so that's really not a big deal if you just really wanted to go there and you found a really good deal. An example is I found a really good, Southwest had a sale and I was like, I could go see my sister and we can go on like a little road trip. So I'm flying into Atlanta later this summer on Southwest because it was so cheap, and I haven't even booked my hotels yet because I'm like, well, we'll figure that part out later. Like, I just really, this was a really good deal. Another example would be finding first class and business class seats when looking for that availability. Again, this is like hotels. It's really hard to find availability in a reasonable amount of points. So you don't want to be spending hundreds of thousands of points on your flights. If you're wanting to fly first class or business class, there are limited times where they give really good offers on points for those. So if you're really wanting to fly, let's just say first class like Emirates, which is one of the higher end ones, or Singapore Suites or something, like you have your eye on that luxury flight and you find a good deal, book it and figure out where you're going to stay later. That would be a really good example of booking your flight first and your hotels later. So it really just depends on the trip, on your goals, on your family size. So like sometimes it can be really hard to find two hotel rooms if you have like a really big family, or you have lots of children that you need lots of airline seats. It just depends on everybody's situation, and there is no right or wrong way to book it. So it doesn't matter if you do your hotel first or your flights later. Everything is based on what you and your family want to do. So that answers that question. And then I wanted to dive in a little bit into what I use to on tool wise, tools that I use to help me plan these trips, because like I said, it can be hard to find availability. It can be hard to figure out how to use your points for flights and hotels. And it really can't be done with just a Google search always. And so there are a few tools that I wanted to share with you today on things that are going to make your vacation planning so much easier and so much more fun. So first, I just want to say, if you're just starting and you maybe don't even know where you want to go, you are just starting to earn flexible points, something I do, and I think this is part of why I think it's so fun to plan, is I will just go to like Hyatt's website. I will pull up the Hyatt map of all the hotels and I will just search around and click on things and be like, oh, that looks like a really cool place to stay, or ooh, I like that one right there on the beach, or let's go down to Costa Rica and see what's down there. Like, I just peruse the map. I will do this for like Marriott and Hilton and stuff too. And when I first started, I just did that. I just searched the maps. I looked at different resorts and kind of came up with like a dream list of all of the places that I wanted to go to one day. And so that can be a really fun place to start and make the planning and like dreaming process a little more fun. So I would recommend starting there if you're just getting started, if you're starting to earn flexible points, or if you even haven't opened a card yet, just searching those hotel maps and looking at places that you want to go all over the world can be a really fun place to start. So I do that all the time, scrolling for no reason when I really shouldn't, when I should be doing something more productive. But these sites are going to help you when you have a specific place that you want to go to or a specific resort. So we'll go ahead and start with the hotel side. This is a website that I use all the time to help find availability, especially with those popular resorts. So it is called maxmypoint.com. And I will put all of these websites in the show notes for you. So maximypoint.com shows you hotel availability for Marriott, Hilton, IHG, and Hyatt hotels. So you can just go in and you will search the hotel that you are looking for. So let's just say we're wanting to go to the Hyatt Grand Kauai, and you type that in and then it will pull up a calendar of the month that you're in, and then you can scroll through the different months of the year to find availability. The great thing with this one is it shows you the whole month mapped out, and it shows you each night the amount of points that it is going to cost you to stay there. And then if you're wanting to look for like suites to book instead of just the standard rooms, it'll show you the nights that the suites are available with the amount of points it's going to cost to stay there per night as well. So I love it because it shows you the full month of availability, but it also shows you the point breakdown and then helps you with finding suite night availability as well. This is especially helpful for Hyatt hotels because, like for Marriott, if you go onto Marriott's website and you were to go book a Marriott hotel, a specific one, you go in and you put in, like, you want to book it, so you put in two people this night to that night, use points, and then you hit search. And it will pull it up and show if it's available, but it will actually show you the full month. And so you can find that availability through Marriott really, really easily. Hyatt makes it really difficult when you go to book directly on their website because you have to search just by specific dates. So you have to put in, I want to go March 8th to March 10th, and it'll say no availability. So then you go in and you try March 9th to the 11th, no availability. And so it can be really frustrating. So MaxMyPoint is a great one for Hyatt because this is really the only place that you can go and find that full month availability calendar to help you plan those vacations. Now, with hotels and really any trip that you book, you want to be as flexible as possible. It's really, really hard to book a trip on points when you have very, very specific dates. Now, give or take, this can vary depending on where you're going. If it's a plain Jane like Hyatt House or a Holiday Inn or something like that, that's not as sought after. It's a lot easier. But if you're really wanting to take a big vacation, it's easier if you are flexible because you can pull up that calendar and say, well, I just want to go sometime in the month of March. And you pull up that calendar and maybe the dates that you were thinking you wanted to go are the most expensive in that month, then you can move it to when they're least expensive. Because even though, yeah, we're using points, we want to use the least amount of points for our trips so that we can take more trips with the points that we have. Now, granted, we're all going to splurge at one time with our points because there's going to be a place we really, really want to stay and we'll fork out the points to do that. But it's great to find deals also with the points. And this is a great tool to use to find that availability. The other great part of Max My Point is if there is a place that you want to go and you do have a specific date that you have to go, you can set up an alert on their website and it will actually email you if any availability opens on the specific date of that hotel that you're looking for. So that's also a great feature of that website that I really, really like. So now moving on to airlines, there are two websites that I really like to use for flights, also specifically for first class and business class flights, because those are going to be a lot harder to find. So the first one is going to be Award Hacker. And this one is going to be a little more general than the other one that I will share that is more specific for dates. So this one is a general one with no specific dates, and it is going to be more specific to a route that you're looking for. So if you're looking for specifically Los Angeles to Sydney, Australia, you put that in and then you can search by like economy, first class, or business class. And you put that in and then it will pull up all of the flight patterns that that route has with the airline, the average amount of points that that's going to cost with that airline, the bank that you can transfer those points from. So it'll show you if it's Chase or Amex or Citi or all the different banks. So I really love that feature because it'll show you, you can just search if you just have Chase points, it will help you just search for those. So it helps you find that specific route. And so if you're just getting started in the planning process and you're trying to find that route to Sydney, Australia, this is a great place to start and just kind of start looking through the different airlines, look through to see about how many points it's going to cost you. If you like haven't opened a card yet, you can start getting an idea for that. And then start looking to see, okay, maybe I want to fly United and it's going to cost me about 80,000 points. And you just can get that idea. Now, when you're really getting ready to book and you're specific, you're going to want to go to pointsya.com. And this is a tool that will give you the same thing. You're going to put in your route. You can select from economy, first class, or business class. And then you're going to put in your specific dates. And it is going to, same thing, it's going to pull up all the different flights for that day, the amount of points that it's going to cost, and then the banks that are going to transfer for those reward points. So it's another really, really good tool, especially when you're looking for those first class and business class flights. This one is gold for you to find those really good deals. And then just a note, after you use all of these tools, when you find that availability that you're looking for, before you ever transfer your points to that specific airline or to that specific hotel, go to the website of that partner. So let's just say you found availability on United and you found a really good deal for a first class flight. Before you transfer your points to United, go into United's website, look for that specific flight that you're wanting to take and see how many points it's going to cost you on their website and make sure that flight is available, make sure the points match, because these search engines are a great tool, but you always just want to double check to make sure that that tool is correct within that partner. So same thing, before you go ahead and book that Grand Hyatt Kauai that you found availability on MaxMyPoint, you're going to want to go to the Grand Hyatt Kauai's website, go check and make sure that that specific room that you're wanting is actually available and the same points match before you transfer your points. Because once you transfer your points from the bank to that partner, you can never pull them back out. So they're stuck within that partner and then you have to use them. And when they're in the bank, they don't ever expire. But once you transfer them to the partner, so let's just say Hyatt, once they're in your Hyatt account, there is a time frame of when those points are going to expire. And then you obviously have to use them with Hyatt. So you never want to transfer points unless you know exactly what you're going to use them for and that you're usually going to book something with those points that week. You don't want them to just sit in there. So always, always double check yourself. So I hope all of that was helpful. There, like I said, using the points is the hard part of this, but it can be so, so much fun to start dreaming of the places that you want to go and to start planning that vacation, because the anticipation of the trip is just as much fun as actually going on the trip. So I hope this was helpful for you. I will link all of these tools in the show notes. I also have a link in there for you to check out my free beginner's guide to using travel points. It breaks down everything that you need to know to get started in this hobby. It has the first card you can use. It has transferring points. It has all kinds of great information that you need to know, and it is a free guide for you to grab. So thank you again for joining me today on the podcast, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.